Hey, everybody. Welcome to Expert Talk. I'm Tego. Now, you guys know how I like to do. I love bringing people on that provide fantastic and wonderful information. You know, that information that almost feels textured and layered, and you go, man, why didn't I know that? Well, today, we've got somebody coming on that is very close to my heart. You know he's my son. But on top of that, he's been in the music industry, he's been in the entertainment industry, and he's been in business pretty much since he's been talking and walking. So if you guys want to know if you're too young, too old, you are not, because this is all about independent music, independent entrepreneur, independent growth. Matt Anacarico is here today. So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Do you want a professional agency to handle all your video creation, syndication, and monetization needs? We totally understand that new leads and customers are the lifeblood for any business. And if you're looking to grow or scale your business, using video is definitely the best way to go. Here at Melrose 11, we specialize in getting you the results you need to help you grow your business by generating new leads, driving more traffic, and closing more sales without breaking your bank. Did you know, according to HubSpot, having a well-targeted video on your landing page can increase conversions by up to 80%? Yeah, and up to 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online after watching video than by text alone. And that 92% of mobile users share videos with others. And 90% of users say that videos are helpful in their purchase decision making. Incorporating video into your marketing and social media activity is no longer an option, it's an absolute requirement if you're looking for long-term success. Heck, it may even be essential for the very survival of a business. Here at Melrose 11, media truly is our passion. We create animated explainer videos, social teasers, catchy intros, full HD commercials, and even viewer interactive videos. So, if you're looking to elevate your brand, or attract more leads, generate more sales, increase traffic, or build up more exposure for your business, then you've definitely come to the right place. Our professional team will develop your video campaigns at an affordable price, with our fast turnaround times, and a quality of work that can't be beat.
Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad you can be here and hang out with me every once in a while. It's my way to get to see you because you're way over on the other side of the world.
And the time difference makes it so difficult.
Well, it's only, what, 8 hours, something like that?
Yeah. But see, just like you, I've been awake since about 4 a.m. and now it's 5 p.m. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you for being here and I'm so happy you are. And a lot of people have seen you on before and they will see you on again because you bring so much information. So let's talk about who you are, where you come from, in case they've never seen your story before. You've been in entertainment since you were a young child, correct?
Yeah, since I was a young kid. I think it's kind of baked into my DNA of sorts. My uncle, he's actually my great uncle, but he had the most successful independent film company in the world in the 80s and the 90s, and he sold it to, I think, Paramount. I want to say it was. So he did shows like Dragnet, The Munsters Return, Cops, The Untold Stories, all those shows from the 80s. So cool. Yeah. And so I kind of grew up, he was my idol as a kid. And my mom was an amazing singer. She'd always wanted to be a singer as a kid. And then she decided she wanted to have kids early. And so we sang in the car all the time as kids. And that was really the only time I ever sang. But I remember listening to her and just being completely blown away by it. And those were special moments. But yeah, theater as a young kid and lots of acting. And yeah, it's been a long time. I sometimes forget that I'm 34 now.
He's such a baby. He is such a baby. Okay, so let's talk about this, because some people get in and they're child actors or they're child performers. And then they, by the time they're 34, they're accountants or they work at McDonald's. We won't talk about that. But you actually moved across the pond. You're in London right now. You've been there for, what, 7 years, I think?
7 years,
Yeah, 7 years. You're supposed to go for two. We won't talk about that. But while you were there, you decided to extend your education. You've now gone through your master's program, I believe you're in now, and you've stayed, and you're talking about continuing to kind of split your citizenship and do all of that. So what was it like to go across the pond first, get into a program that literally does not even exist? Let's talk about that in America. And then you started a record label over there. You started a business. You're building an empire in London. What was all that like?
Oh, it's been a wild ride. I mean, I at kind of the height of my music career, people kept telling me, you know, you should really start your own label. You should really, you know, look after artists. And I always just told them, man, like, I'm a performer. I ain't gonna start a business. I didn't really understand how things, there were a lot of transferable skills, as people like to call it, that I could use with my business. And I was in between projects. I was about 3/4 of the way through my third album. And I decided that I wanted to get a formal education. When my second album came out, just the one that kind of launched my music career, I was traveling a lot, and I was working constantly. I was also still doing some acting right at the beginning of when that came out. So I remember at one point I was studying for appearing on a History Channel show. I was doing a commercial for United Way, and I was getting ready for a tour in Central America. So I think in Minnesota. At the same time, all of this happening. So it was a lot. And I'd always wanted to get a formal education. I tried to study kind of while I was doing it, and it couldn't happen. So before my third project, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it. And the only way I can really do it, I also always said I wanted to live in Europe before I got too much older. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go. So I got my undergrad degree here in London. And then I just actually a couple weeks ago, I don't think I've even told you this, I graduated with my MBA in music business from Berklee College of Music, which is awesome. I almost got a 4.0. I'm happy with the 3.725.
I'm so proud of you. Oh my goodness. Holding information. I don't know about that. I might have to cut you out the will, but I am so proud of you. You're finished with that. And that's amazing. That's fantastic. Wait, are we going into our PhD or are we done? Let me ask.
No. Well, okay. No, not a PhD, but I am going to do one more master's degree in communication and then I'm done.
I knew it. I knew you weren't going to be done. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
You want to know what though? I love learning. I'm so curious and I'm so like, I want to learn more and learn how to be a better version of myself. And I think that has always been part of my nature as a performer. You know, I was always trying new genres of music and some didn't work very well. I was always, you know, I was in a horror film, which I didn't really enjoy. Like I just always tried to do new things and, you know, I just love learning and I love trying to be better. And I feel like, you know, with a MA in communication, I feel like that's going to seal the deal for me in terms of a formal education.
Okay, we're going to see if he's going to stop there. I'm laying $5 out right now. He's not. He's going to find something else that he goes, oh, I got to do this one. But we'll see. We're going to see what's happening. But I am so proud of you for finishing that. That was fantastic. You go all the way to London to get a master's degree at Berklee. You know, you could have just went over to Berklee. You know, it's like right over there. Okay. Yeah. So you could have just went over there. You know, so let's talk about the fact that you're handling two sides. You know, yes, you love education, but not only are you learning, you're also launching a new project that you're actually teaching. So you really do love education on both sides of the coin. So what's this new project you're doing?
Well, so I think where a lot of this stems from is when I had gotten kind of put into the music industry, I didn't really know what I was doing. And I did get taken advantage of in ways that are quite embarrassing to actually say that I put myself in those positions, if I'm honest with you. But it kind of made me realize how much I didn't know about how things in the entertainment industry work. And so I went and I studied on my own and learned about copyright and learned about contracts and learned about how record labels work and all these things. And it then got to a point where I was negotiating my own contracts with major labels and getting everything I wanted. I still didn't accept them because I don't like 360 deals. That's a whole other thing. But they were giving me everything I wanted because I knew how to negotiate and they knew they could take advantage of me. And so then when I got my formal education, my undergraduate degree here in London, and then my MBA, I just realized that is what is missing. That, you know, these people coming up today, they want more control over their career. They want to play a bigger role in their successes and in their failures, and they want to be a part of the process. The missing piece of that puzzle is they don't know what they're doing all of the time. They might know bits and pieces, but they don't know how those pieces come together. And they certainly usually don't know about, you know, how copyright works and how to negotiate contracts and how to work with a team, mm-hmm. and how to identify those unique qualities about themselves that is really what is going to sell their music. So when I started Dreamscope here in London, that's the very foundation of everything that we do. And so for the past 4 years, I've been working with these artists and learning a lot about what's working and what's not, and how to communicate these things better to them using my experiences. And the ultimate thing where we are now is we've built this new development platform, artist development platform called DeCapo Learning, that's geared towards the music industry. And I have taken everything that I've been teaching artists for the past 4 years, refined it, adding in my own stories and, you know, all of these things. And I've put it into I'm calling it the Music Industry Accelerator, MIA, because the industry has been MIA when it comes to developing new artists for so long. That needs to happen again. And so I'm just hoping to make some people's lives better, make some great music with them, and maybe be a small little force for change in the industry.
So when you say that, you know, people are in the industry, I've learned from you and others that are in entertainment, because you guys know I don't play an instrument other than the keyboard on my computer, and I dang sure don't sing. So you guys have taught me that there are different levels that people are. Some people are sitting at home right now watching this, and they have a band or they want to start a band when COVID's over, because we're still going through COVID right now. They want to start a band and they're going, is he talking to me? And then there's legends looking at it going, I don't understand any of this technical stuff. I don't understand social media. I make records. I get on stage. I sell records and I do it again. And they're going, is this the answer I'm looking for to be able to understand this new age of social media and streaming and everything? What level are you talking to? Are you talking to all the levels in one way or another?
Yeah, most definitely all the levels, because I know people who have been in the industry for years and they still don't understand how copyright works. In fact, I know people who work in the music publishing industry where copyright is a very big deal and they still don't know, they don't understand copyright. So yeah, it is for everybody. And we, you know, what's been kind of interesting is, you know, thanks to technology and the way things have progressed over the years, it's kind of like, you know, you've got clothes from like the 60s that come back out of the blue, like the style is in. Yeah. the same thing is kind of happening in the music industry in the past probably 5 years, where, you know, fan clubs kind of went away for a while, and now they're coming back with platforms, thanks to, you know, platforms like Patreon, for instance. There's many others out there. My favorite is, I think it's Buy Me a Cup of Coffee or Cup of Coffee, where you, instead of asking for money, you say, just buy me a cup of coffee, and they just give you a tip. And I just think that that's so awesome. So you've got these membership platforms, and that is how, that is the goal. Every artist right now needs to be focusing on, how do I get myself to that point where I'm making money from a membership model? Because then COVID, that don't matter. But that doesn't matter. People are stuck at home. They want your content. It's, it makes them happy. They feel connected to you. That $3-4 a month, pounds, if you're here in London, that's okay. And you're still able to make a sustainable career. I think that's, that is also part of the problem, is a lot of artists and bands have this, you know, preconceived notion that I can just sign to a record label and my entire life changes. So my goal is to get a 360 deal. And I'm always the one that says, all right, pump the brakes for a minute there, because your goal should not be to sign to a record label. Your goal should be, how do I figure out a way to make a sustainable career myself? And then when I've done that, then maybe I'll consider bringing on a record label. You get more bargaining power. And then it just becomes a point where it's like, you really don't even need them, because you already have a sustainable career. And that just puts you in such a strong position. And so that's what I teach. That's what I want people to understand how to do.
Okay, so people say, great, Matt, that's fantastic. You're speaking my language. You know, at whatever level they're sitting at, they're going, you are speaking my language. And then they go, but wait a minute, Matt. You know, I've been in the industry my whole life. This is what I've done since high school. Some of them may have not even finished high school. They literally hit the road and said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And they say, I don't have your education. You know, I don't have an MBA in anything except Hard Knocks. I know how to do that. You know, I don't own a record label. So yeah, you can talk about a membership area. You can talk about ways to generate revenue, but I'm an independent artist that literally right now today is starving because all stages are closed pretty much worldwide, not just in my neighborhood or in my town. And when they open again, let's face it, it's not going to be the way it used to be. I don't think it'll ever, in my opinion, go back to how it was. It's a new normal. So how does this, what you're saying to me, Matt, as this independent artist who had 500 fans, 2,000 fans on YouTube, 10,000 fans on Facebook, how does this apply to me? Or are you talking way above me? You're talking legendary status, and I can't do that.
No, anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. I was in, this drove me absolutely insane. And if you know me, you know I have a bit of a chip on my shoulder about things like this. But I was in a room with several representatives from major labels, and I won't mention who they are. And one of them flat out said, you know what, if you can't get 2,000 people to like you on social media, don't come talking to me. And it's like, that's the problem with you people, is you think that that's what it takes. And maybe it does on your kind of level, but for all of us who are indie label, indie artists, or just starting out, or even those who've been in the industry forever and have no interest in signing to a major label, if you have 500 people on your mailing list, you can make a living. You can quit your day job if you're doing it properly. So what I would say is, you know, basically there's levels. It's a process that happens over time. It's not something that's going to happen, you know, in a month or two or even a year. You know, you start off by collecting fans on social media and using social media properly. And then you convert those fans into people who sign up to your mailing list, who maybe get some exclusive content that people on your social media don't get. And then you feed both of those areas. But then ultimately, your goal is then to convert those people on your newsletter to people who are paying a $2, $3, $4 subscription for a membership model to get even more exclusive content. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, society is different. They want to feel connected to the people making the music. They don't care about the record label anymore. You know, back in the day, it was like, oh, you know, they're signed to Universal. They're signed to, you know, the label mattered. The label doesn't matter anymore. You know, Motown, think of that. Like, you knew if it was a Motown artist. Like, that's just not a thing anymore. And it's just because the listener has changed. They want to feel connected, thanks to social media. They want to feel connected to artists. So giving them that little bit more of exclusivity on a membership model, feeding them content that they like, they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. So, you know, that's kind of the trajectory that you need to go on. And, you know, it comes down to using social media, using streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music properly. And one of the other things that drives me nuts is these artists, they rush to release music and get it on Spotify. And it's like, well, but why? Think of what you could be doing to monetize that content. Do you know how much money you're going to get paid from Spotify? Probably nothing. And if it's anything, you'll see like 23 cents coming in. And for what? You know, or they'll make a video and they rush to release it on Instagram. And it's like, but why? You could be monetizing this. And instead, you're just giving it away for free. So it's just about getting people to use the tools, the modern tools that we have today, smarter and creating a sustainable model for yourself. That's what it comes down to. And it doesn't matter.
So I got to ask. Yeah, it's driving me nuts. Okay. I got to ask. You own a record label.
Yeah.
You own a record label.
Yeah.
So are you shooting yourself in the foot? One. Two, I think I know what to send you for Christmas, because if you keep talking about Spotify and record labels, I got to send you a bulletproof vest. I'm just saying. So, I got to protect my child. But are you basically shooting yourself in the foot, or are you a different beast of a record label? Are you a different, the new age of where you're saying this should go? What makes you different than Motown? What makes your company different than the labels you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I have to say, the streaming service, Spotify, Apple Music, the major labels, you know, they're great for what they are, but they're not the end all and be all. And that's part of the problem is people see it as that. And then also, you know, there's some debate about, you know, Spotify paying songwriters and publishers properly. You know, the major labels, they can't pivot quick enough. They don't believe anymore in investing in an artist's career and instead only want to invest in the development of a project. So it's just the mindset that's just different. I believe that that's the wrong way to operate. I believe that if I can teach an artist how to be a stronger independent artist and make better decisions for themselves, that not only is that going to be good for them, but it's going to be good for me because I've built this relationship with them. And ideally, they're going to want to continue to work with us. Whether it's distribution, whether it's for music videos, you know, we're in the middle of working on quite a number of things that that are going to be great for independent artists and affordable, you know, because I believe that their dreams should be within reach, whether it be through education or financial. So it is a completely different model. You know, I was really proud when I first presented this model of a record label that is based around artist development. I believe that the recording and production and release and marketing of a project is but one part of a bigger development phase that needs to happen. You know, artists that are just starting out, they don't know how to work with a team. well, they're going to learn when they're working with us. And it's not always fun and it's not always glamorous. And sometimes you argue, but it's part of what happens and delays, you know? So I believe there's a much bigger process that they can learn that will make them smarter. And when I first presented this model and everything that we teach our artists to the UK's Department of International Trade, I'll never forget, we were in a coffee shop and she looked at it and she sat back and she went like this. And I thought, oh God, here we go. Oh, she's going to be brutal. And she oversees for like the last 20 years, all of the music industry in the UK. So she knows her stuff. And she sat back and she says, you know, this is the model of the future for record labels. And I thought, oh, thank God, dodged a bullet, because I thought this was going to be a brutal one. But so it could be easily a situation where, yeah, because we're teaching artists not to need us. It's essentially what we're doing. But in doing that, you create trust, you create a relationship, and there's so much more than just recording and releasing music that artists need. So if they trust you, they're going to come back to you for more help and for more services. And I just think it is a much more productive, modern model for being a record label in 2020/21.
21, 22, 35, who knows when they're watching this. But now we're going to have to let you get out of here. I know you got to go soon, but there's a couple of things I got to ask. Hi, are you a business owner, an entrepreneur, or starting your own business and wish you had an opportunity to sit down with an expert in your field? Well, check your local listings and watch Expert Talk with Tego. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you very soon. Because I got to talk to this young man about yin and yang. And because that's what you're doing. You've got this educational system that's coming out. And then you've got this record label. And they're kind of two sides of the same coin in one way. And then they're yin and yang in another way. So how are you doing this? Why did you decide to do this? And what is this educational system? When does it open? Can people visit? Let's talk about that.
Yes. So when we started the record label, as you do when you start a business, there is a process and it evolves and you adapt if you're smart about what you're doing. And I started to notice, to be honest with you, some issues in how I was delivering the development and inconsistencies, and because I care about what I do, it bothered me. And so I started to, and then I also noticed, you know, with them, what was working and what wasn't, if something wasn't landing right. And so I was adapting as I went. And so I then took what I want to teach every single artist on the label and put it in a book called Just Thought You Should Know. We made an audiobook, an ebook, and a physical paperback. You can get them all on Amazon. And that helped that process. So it's like, okay, so here I'm signing you. Here's the book. This is everything I want you to know. Go and read chapter one and then come back and let's have a conversation about it and apply it to you. So it helped that. And then I created an online platform that we originally called the Dreamscope Artist Toolkit that had a whole bunch of resources there. And I was really excited about it to go along with their development. And that still wasn't enough, I didn't feel. So then I went the route of creating, kind of merging the two and creating what is now called Decapo Learning, decapolearning.com. And it's an e-learning platform for musicians. And we're toying with the idea of opening it up to other parts of the entertainment industry, because they do cross pollinate sometimes. And I put the very development, the very thing that, you know, if God forbid something were to happen to me tomorrow, my legacy is this music industry accelerator course that I created that I have been teaching artists for the last 4.5 years. It's not easy. It's not hard. It takes work. But at the end of the day, if you want this bad enough, you will work for it. It's just like any other job. And so what I realized, though, in all of this was the original way we were doing the record label was you would sign to the label. And as part of signing to the label, you get the development. But people were rushing, like, oh, I want to get to the studio, you know, because that's the fun bit. Everybody wants to get to the fun bit. And so we were missing a lot of parts with the development. And it was affecting not only the label, of course, but it was affecting the outcome that we wanted for them and that they wanted for themselves. And so what we've decided to do is separate the two. So now any artists that we bring on the label, they have to go through the development process through DiCapo Learning first. Take the course. We'll work with them on it, of course, and have meetings and do all these things. But take the course. Show that they've really taken on board everything that we've been teaching them through it. And then we'll sign them to the label. Because at the end of the day, it is a business transaction. You know, the artist has to come to the table with, right, this is why I think we would be great to work together. Just as much as the record label says, right, I will invest money and time and all my knowledge in you because of X, Y, and Z. It's a business transaction. And so what I want to leave behind for these artists is a way for them to add some pins in their hat for when they're at that negotiating table. So they are bringing more to the table than just, what can you do for me? That's what we hear all the time. What can you do for me? No. That's not how this works. For me.
Yeah, totally understand it. And, you know, one thing, I hope people are paying attention. You know, I hope people are seeing what I'm seeing, because what you're doing is you're literally opening the door and allowing people that are maybe not part of your label that they can get a better understanding. So when they do go and negotiate that 360 deal with you, you and I both don't believe in those. We won't get into that right now. We can do a special segment just on 360 and maybe we'll do that soon. But there, you know, they have a better education just by going through your program with DiCapo. They can have a better education if they're already in a record deal and be able to understand that when that renewal comes up, to be able to negotiate a better way or be able to generate revenue on their own, because now they understand how this beast is working. Because I've always said, I said it to you many, many times and a lot of my entertainment friends, entertainment, especially music, is one of the industries on the planet where you have all the skills and you're the creative, but you put your career in somebody else's hands. And some of them have maybe never stood on a stage before. They understand business, but they've never done show business, quote unquote. And because
they do understand. And they say they have your best interest at heart, but they really don't. And you don't know any better to be able to tell that they actually aren't.
Yeah. And I mean, I just love it because you're not being selfish. You could not tell the world about your program. You could not tell the world about the courses. And when people come into your particular label, you could have them signing a document yay thick, you know, and they can't disclose what they've learned here. They can't use any of the information they got here. And it's only good if you use it in my label. You could totally do that. And you're not doing that. You know, universities are going to be using this program. Yes. Let's just talk about it. These people that go through there, 10% maybe actually see your label. The rest are all over the world. They may never see your label. And you're willing to share that. That's amazing.
Yeah. This is a movement. This is a movement to say, you know, the times have changed. The audience, the listener has changed. The needs of the artists have changed. The industry needs to change. Yeah, I hear all the, I attend music industry conferences all the time, and I hear people who run performing rights organizations, you know, and record labels sitting around at the, you know, the coffee maker joking about, we're so behind. It's so funny. And then get up and talk about how, you know, the industry needs to adapt, but they don't do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and education is a wonderful thing, but oftentimes, even in a formal education setting, you're receiving information that is dated. And mm-hmm. and so to be a part of increasing the talent pipeline in the industry, I believe record labels need to play a more active role in that process. So the program is available to universities, bulk licensing. I want other independent record labels that maybe don't have the resources to develop their artists so that way they also make money. This is available to them as well. You know, we're not trying to steal artists from anybody. You probably won't even know that it was a Dreamscope service when you go to the website, because I'm wanting to start a movement. And the only way to do it is to put it out there and give it to these people, so that way it's large, you know, accessible to more. I've had offers from people to make it an exclusive thing for their mm-hmm. organization, and I've thank you, graciously thank them for it, but I've turned them down because that does not fit within my values and morals of who I am and what I'm trying to do. This is a movement. And it's exciting. And yeah, I definitely could use a bulletproof vest sometimes. I take a lot of heat, but you want to know what, you know, the first one through the wall is usually the one that takes the bullet. So yeah, let's go.
He said, let's go. No, this is my musical son. Don't you touch them, because you know I'm a protective mom. That doesn't work. But this is why, as you can tell, why he's the cover story of this edition of Show Notes, because he definitely is an entertainment executive. He's an entertainment expert, but he understands business. And that's what Expert Talk is all about, is sharing that message. You know, I want to thank you, honey, for being on, you know, for always coming. And when I call, you come running, and I love it. You're going to be a contributing editor in the show notes, so we'll get to get information from you all the time. I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to thank you for being a part of my family now for, oh my gosh, like almost 12 or 15 years or something like that. It's been a long time. You know, and I love you, and you're amazing. And thank you, honey. It was great.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. I love getting to chat with you.
If you're in entertainment, your mind should be going, because there is so much opportunity out there beyond the stages. I know you guys love your stages. You love being in the studio. And as Matt shared in this interview, going to the studio is the fun part. Everybody wants to go in there, but it's about, how do you generate revenue after you guys have laid that last track? And that's what Matt and his business and his team is all about. So make sure you get in contact with him. And also make sure you check out show notes, because he's going to be dropping tidbits of information from now on. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time.